with Rosie on the House, this 4th of July special edition, this Saturday morning, inviting Arizona homeowners from all across the state to calling us to call in the 1-888-767-4348 number. Let us know what you're trying to tackle this weekend. We've got Richard on from Tucson. Let's bring him back into the conversation and thank him for being so patient. Richard, you and I find ourselves in a similar situation.
How is that?
Well, we have reopened Rosie on the House Remodeling Company, and we have a client right now that in the a portion of this addition that we'll be doing for them requires re-roofing the entire house in metal roofing. And Richard, I don't have a metal roofer. We have great roofers all across the state. None of them particularly are specialists in metal roofing. So I'm going to have to dig somebody up for you, because I will tell you, your question is, what do you think of metal roofing? I think it's wonderful. I think it's absolutely fabulous. And it's lifetime, and you put it on once and forget about it.
Well, good, because that's the way I was leaning, but I figured, well, I'll call somebody that knows a little bit more than me.
No. Well, I love them, and I'm gonna have to do a little bird dogging for you. That's why you can always trust giving us a call at Rosie on the House. We're here to protect you. We're going to put our building experience to work and our interrogative skills into play to find the one contractor we can recommend. And here's a couple, because I'm looking for a metal roofer, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call my friends in the roofing industry. I'm going to call Lyons Roofing. I'm going to call Pinnacle Roofing. I'm going to call Durafoam Roofing. And I'm going to talk to them about, hey, I have a client who wants a metal roof. Who is in the community is doing them? And then I'm going to call some metal suppliers that I know sell the product to roofers. And I'm going to get a couple names from them. Then I'm going to do a research of invariably, I'm going to get some repeat names here. Because it isn't like there are a whole lot of guys out there doing it. It's a little bit.
You usually only see it in commercial. And guys that are used to doing 10,000 square feet
don't want to do 2,800 square feet. You know, they just don't want to do it. So that's the kind of research I'm going to put into it, Richard. And I'm going to get back to you, and I'm going to give you a great local Tucson roofing contractor that does metal roofs that you can count on. We appreciate the call. Romy, in the break, you took another call from a Dave. What's Dave up to?
Well, he's got a discovery he made this this weekend in his home. Welcome to the broadcast, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Yeah,
very good.
Happy 4th of July.
And
yes, sir.
To you, too.
I was working on my house, and I went to change. I run EVAP as much as I can, so this last weekend I had to switch over because the humidity got up so bad. And I went to change my filter, and I've got the house was built in about 1960, so it's about a 55-year-old ranch.
Okay.
And it draws its return air from up a chase in the wall and into a horizontal air handler up in the attic.
Okay.
And the filter rack that I slide the filter in was kind of loose.
Okay.
So when I pulled it out, I stuck my head up in there to see, you know, what was how I could tighten it up and what the problem might be.
Yeah.
And I looked up in there, got a flashlight, and the chase, you know, goes floor to ceiling. On two sides of it, it's up against solid walls. On two sides of it, it's up against a soffit. And when they built the house 55 years ago, they didn't seal the soffit off from the chase.
Yeah, not unusual at all,
so,
Dave.
I stood up in there, had the unit come on, and stuck my hand up. It was sucking 120-degree air from the attic into my air conditioning.
When was the last time you had the air conditioning replaced?
I had the air conditioning replaced in 2004.
Okay.
Well, and now, nobody ever said anything about it.
Yeah. And so I would tell you that I would take the name down to whoever installed that unit, and I would never call them back again, because replacing an air conditioning unit has to include a complete search of the entire duct system. That includes the return air plenum. It includes the entire supply side of the ductwork. So whoever did it for you back then, never, ever call them back out to your property again. But that may be a little unfair. Maybe they've educated themselves between now and then, and, you know, they're going to do a better job next time.
And a lot of times, you know, homeowners just, you know, they don't pay for the upgrade either.
Well, I mean, just a visual inspection should have been done at the very least. Folks, one of the things we do is we show up every Saturday morning to protect you, okay? And we try and protect people like Dave, who made this discovery. I want you all to find my consumer guides that are on the front page of our website, rosieonthehouse.com. If you click on consumer guides, it will tell you how to hire a contractor, how to hire an air conditioning contractor, how to hire a painting contractor, how to hire a roofing contractor, and how to deal with water treatment companies, okay? It's all the right questions you need to ask to make sure you're not getting buffaloed into a bum deal, and it gives you the inside information in each industry to determine whether or not the person you're talking to about those topics at your house is really qualified to be talking to you about that at your house. So click onto there, and one of the things we have in the buyer's guide for air conditioning shopping is they need to stick their head in the return air register. They need to take a look at the integrity of the unit. Dave, all of that can be fixed. You are not going to believe. You know, when you go from evap cooling to air conditioning, generally you notice your house is a little bit cleaner. I would bet you Dave never has even realized that evap cooling makes his house dusty, because even when he's running his central system, it's making his house dusty. So we can certainly get that checked out. Dave, you can find the Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractors and Air Quality Specialist Contractors right there at rosieonthehouse.com. We can get that sealed up for you. You're not only going to breathe a lot cleaner air, you're going to be surprised how much more efficient your unit is than you currently think it is. When it stops sucking 140-degree air out of your attic, it tends to operate a whole lot better and tends to keep your house. And that's after the filter. So do you even want to guess what his A-coil looks like, Romy? Make sure, Dave, when you're having someone out there to take a look at the return air, you make sure they take a look at the A-coil in that attic air handler. I'm guessing it probably looks like shag carpet. It should look like the radiator in the front of your car, but I'm guessing if it's been installed since 05, 06, and you've been sucking air like this for that long, it's got so much mold and hair and moss and insulation and dirt and fungus and mold and, yeah. Sorry to ruin your weekend.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mary, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I have a problem with paint, but I'm not sure. I moved to this area from the East Coast a year ago.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
Good.
And I have a mailbox surround, which is identical to the rest of those in my community, but mine appears to be peeling, and I don't see that in any of the others. Do I have to restucco, which is the surface, or can I just get some paint and paint over the gray-looking spots underneath?
Well, let me ask you a couple more questions first. How did you find out about Rosie on the House?
Oh, I've been listening to you on the radio ever since I moved here. Well, I just found you on the radio.
Okay, fantastic. And what part of Arizona do you live in?
I'm in Scottsdale.
Okay, major cross streets?
Shea and 112th.
Okay, I tell you what, Mary, we're almost neighbors.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address. I'm going to do a drive-by and take a look at exactly it is what you're dealing with. As a matter of fact, I have to run down to Casa Grande to Ida and deliver her flowers. I promised her I would do that. I need to get down to...
Well, Shea and 112 isn't on the way to Casa Grande. I'm not sure how that all ties.
No, but maybe since I'm out and running about, I'll just make it an excuse that I'm out and about, so I need to do this. So, Ida, if you're listening down in... Is it Casa Grande or Casa Grande?
Casa Grande.
Have we decided?
It's Casa Grande.
You think it's Casa Grande? Okay. So Ida says it's Casa Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to bring you your flowers down Casa Grande for your 10x10 planter. So, Mary, I'm going to do a drive-by. We'll take a look at it and determine whether it's just paint. If it is, we'll get you the right products over right there at the PPG Pittsburgh Paint Store at Scottsdale Airport, and we'll get you all taken care of. I'm glad you found us. I'm glad you moved in from the East Coast. And welcome to Arizona.
And on the point of finding us, I was visiting with Chris from Vicente Landscaping in Prescott, and he said, I'm working on a job right now. Homeowner found my name from Rosie on the house. Go out and I do the work, and he's like, after a couple weeks, they finally say, you know, we heard about you when you're on Rosie's program, and we were living in Phoenix, and we just wrote your name down. And we've moved up here now because we knew we were moving.
Up to Yavapai County, mm-hmm. Quad City area.
And we knew we would need a landscaper. So we've just kept your number all these years, and you know, now we're here. So, man, we miss listening to Rosie.
Oh, no.
Chris is like, and you can listen on 1130 AM.
That's right.
Or 99.9 FM and right here in Prescott.
KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
And I will tell you, that whole northern Arizona, you can listen on 780 KAZM out of Sedona.
Yeah, baby.
930 AM and 93.5 FM out of Flagstaff, Calf Country. And northern Arizona, you can, especially on the AM dial, from 780 to 1130, and 1130 and then 930, in a very short span, you can catch this broadcast on three stations. When we were in Prescott, I'm sorry, in Parks, Arizona, we caught it on Chasm and CAF. The coverage for Rosie on the House in northern Arizona, there's no excuse for you not to find us. And if you don't have AM or you don't flip over to AM, all of these guys have the apps, or from iHeart, from TuneIn. You can get them streaming. There's no reason you can't take Rosie on the House with you, no matter. We're in the great state of Arizona, and while I'm on it,
the great
KNST in Tucson and KGVY in Green Valley.